basketball. Lady Beavers had a huge win at Hugoton on Friday night. They're back home on Friday as they will host the Holcomb Longhorns, and then they turn right around, and 72 hours later, they open up the Sterling Invitational with the Kingman Lady Eagles on Tuesday, and we're joined here with Coach Amy Felker. Well, Coach, a big win for you guys last Friday night on the road, down two players, and you guys had a pretty shorter than normal rotation and got into foul trouble. You guys were able to survive it all, though, against a pretty good Hugoton team.
You know, the girls really stepped up and knew their role and knew what our game plan was, and so everybody contributed. Even, like, we put a freshman in the second quarter to play defense, and we had younger girls starting that hadn't started before. And so everybody just really stepped up, you know. And most importantly, Brooke really had a really strong game, going extra hard to the inside and really wanted to score, you know. And everybody just contributed all the way around.
You know, and she played all 32 minutes. And, you know, you had the foul trouble with a couple of your players there, and you guys were able to navigate that. And how tough was that? And I kind of go back to how tough was it, and whatever situation that is, when you have your starters over two fouls in the second quarter, when do you decide maybe we better put them in there, or maybe just keep them out?
Well, to be honest, about 2.5 minutes left in the half, I was like, turned to Coach. I said, hey, should I put him in? And she's just like, well, we're keeping it close. So we just decided to stick with it. Mm-hmm. And the girls really played solid defense. You know, we got a couple little baskets, but our defense was solid. We weren't letting them get going or get hot. So, you know, I just trusted my instinct and trusted the people that were on the court that they could handle it and get the job done. And they did, and they stepped up. And, you know, it was a great defensive quarter for our girls.
You build up that 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and you guys are able to withstand the run of Hugoton there. And, you know, it's a 1-point game, and they're at the foul line. You survive that. And, you know, it's the second time really this year. I kind of forgot about it. You were in that very tight situation there. The other one was Garden City in December. But how do you feel like that they handled the late game situation?
You know, they did not get frustrated at all. They knew their goal was to win, and they wanted to get that done. Some people stepped up to the free throw line and knocked some big free throws down. You know, we just had to make sure we played good, solid defense, and knew exactly where the shooters were and really try to get them off balance a little bit when they did shoot. And, you know, that's what we did, and we came away with a win, and I couldn't be more proud of the girls for Friday night.
Well, you've had a week of practice to kind of get ready for Holcomb here on Friday nights, and, you know, they've been on a pretty good run here as of late, and they had a big win over Colby last Thursday, and then last night Friday night they beat Ulysses, and last night they took care of Holcomb, or of Lakin, excuse me. But Holcomb, a team pretty young nucleus compared similar to you guys from last year to this year, and this is a team that's not going to be as big, but they have put together some pretty good strings of games here.
You know, they do a good job on defense. They deflect a lot of passes. You know, they can jump and they're athletic. And then offensively, if you don't guard all of them, they're going to knock the threes down. You know, they're good athletic girls. They can shoot the three. They can drive. So, you know, we're going to be ready to put a good, solid defensive game in. And, you know, and then we're going to really attack the inside. You know, they're a lot shorter than us. They're not as strong on the inside as us. So I think we're going to really attack there. And then when that gets covered, then we're going to get our guards shooting the ball.
It's a big kind of a big stretch of games for you guys. Are 4-4, and that big that win against Hugoton was huge for your seeding for the Sterling tournament. That bumped you up into the 3 seed, and you get Kingman on Monday, and you know, I think you got to like how you guys are maybe potentially set up there for that tournament.
I really am. I never told the girls how important that Hugoton game was, because I didn't want to add more pressure on that game. But that was a huge win for us, like you said. And I do really like where we're setting. You know, we've got every opportunity to come out really strong in that tournament and have a couple good 2 or 3 wins and, you know, get to the championship game. So we just got to play one game at a time. And you know, first off, we got to get Holcomb and then get that confidence going into the Kingman game. But I'm super excited for next week. It's going to be fun.
Is it tough, as emotional a win as it was last Friday night for you guys, is it tough to kind of have a week off in between?
You know, it has been a lot of practices here lately. You know, we just try to get as much practice and much shooting as we can and just keep fine-tuning things that we need to. And these girls have been practicing hard. We're working on some different defenses and some different game plans for Holcomb, so they're not maybe we can catch them off guard a little bit.
Oh, hopefully so, yeah. It's been a good stretch here and get that win and a big game on Friday night against Holcomb. Friday the 13th, you never know what's going to happen,
oh,
right?
Oh, my. I didn't know that.
I hope I didn't jinx or, you know, get the superstitious stuff back out, right?
No, we're good. We're good.
All right. Well, Coach Amy Felger joining me here, and thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felger. We got a couple of sophomores to talk to here, and we'll let them on here, especially, you know, we'll let Mackenzie on here. It's Mackenzie Metzger, a sophomore, joining me first here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've had a pretty big role off the bench this year, getting quite a few varsity minutes, getting some JV minutes as well. And how have you enjoyed it so far?
It's been a great year. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. And how do you feel like that your games have been for you?
Good. I feel like I'm improving each game with my defense, getting better offense, more confidence.
All right, yeah, and, you know, you had a big shot the other night in the fourth quarter. You drove in there, and you about gave the coach a heart attack there.
Yeah, I did not expect it to go in.
Well, you didn't expect it to go in?
No, I didn't.
But you know, that was a big shot for you guys there the other night. And but what are some things that you've done to really, or what do you feel like that you've improved on the most this year?
My defense. I feel like I've improved on my defense.
All right. And you've had a few steals this year. What's probably the strength that you've had so far?
I don't know. Just my defense, I guess.
Just your defense.
Yeah.
All right. That works here. But, yeah, that was a kind of a fun game and a big win the other night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great game.
What are you looking forward to the most as you move forward through this season?
Improving on my offense. I want to get better at that. And shooting more.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, yeah, big game with Holcomb on Friday night. And I know it's – I mean, you're going to be probably going up against your cousin, right?
Yeah.
Have you talked a little trash this week to her back and forth?
She's been asking me, like, scouting questions, so.
Oh, well, you tell her negative, right?
Yeah, I just say I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good answer. But, yeah, I mean, you guys probably practiced or faced off against each other, you know, like, off the court or outside the ball game and maybe at a family reunion or something, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy it here Friday night, having a good start to the season here. Mackenzie, thanks again, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Mackenzie Metzger joining us here tonight as we talk here with another sophomore, and Megan Trout. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you got your first start of the year the other night. What was that like?
It was really exciting.
A little nervous?
Yeah, but... Nervous but exciting.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Well, it was good. How'd you feel like you played overall?
I felt like it was a really good game. I really enjoyed it.
You definitely crashed the boards pretty well there. How would you maybe assess your rebounding and overall performance there?
Well, rebounding's probably my favorite part of the game. So, yeah, I think it's really fun to go after the ball and figure out where it's going.
And you got to the free throw line three times there. You had six free throws. You went 5 of 6 there. And I know that's something you struggled with early on. And what's maybe worked for you that you've improved so much at the line?
Probably just getting up there and relaxing and just, like, knowing your stuff.
You've played a lot of significant minutes already here this year for varsity, and you're kind of new to that role here. What's it been like to move up to that next level from junior varsity?
Well, the girls on varsity have some more experience, which just makes the game go a little bit faster, but it's really fun and exciting.
Has it slowed down for you?
Definitely since the beginning. At first, I had some nerves, but now I'm really getting into it.
All right. You look forward to it. It's a big game on Friday here with Holcomb, and then you get tournament play next week. Is this kind of an exciting time of the year to kind of prepare, hopefully, for a tournament run in March?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm hoping that we do well.
All right. Hopefully things go well for you. Yeah. And enjoy this one on Friday night here, Megan. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.